song. Longest parsha, 176 psukim, like the longest kapitel Tehillim and longest Masechta Shas. Just want to give over a few yedias in specifically parsha Soto and parsha of Nazir and Birkas Kohanim. So we'll spend a few minutes on Soto and a few minutes on Nazir and a few minutes on Birkas Kohanim. We'll start with Soto. First parsha, Kolaroa Soto the Kolkula Yazar Asmanayayan. So of course that's the Seder of Parshias. First comes Soto and then Naziris. Before Soto though, in Perek Hay, Soto begins in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Before that, there's a few psukim about giving Manas Kahuna to the Kohen. So the Pasuk says, Ish as Kadosh of Lo Yiyu, Ish as Yitin La Kohen Lo Yiyye. And Rashi brings Gemara in Brachos that the smichos of the parshias is if you are ma'akiv your manas kahuna, then you're going to need to bring, instead of bringing that to the kohen, you're going to need to bring your wife to the kohen because she's going to be a sota. It's Gemara in Brachos, and the tzlach there quotes Rav Heschel Chanukas HaTorah and says that's the pshat. Rashi, everyone's omid on Rashi, first Rashi in parshias truma v'yichuli truma li l'shmi, that you need to give truma l'shma. Even though there it's not talking about Matnas Kahuna, but still everyone's omei, why is Rashi Madgish Li Lashmi there? So Tzlach says, quotes Chanukas Torah, that the Pshat is, Lashmi means Bishvil Shmi, to save my name. Because if you don't give Truma, then it's going to come to a parsha of Sota. And by Sota, there's Mechika Shem Shamayim. So to save my name, to save HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Li Lishmi, Bichol Li Truma. Give Truma, and Lishmi is to save my name. That's the Tzlach and Bracha, Stav Samech Gimel on the Gemara there. B'Shem Lechanukas HaTorah. Okay, moving on. So in Parsha Sota, so the Torah describes it as an Isser Me'ilah. It says, Ish Ish Kitista Ishto Uma'ala Vama'al. And she was Mo'el in her husband. So it's a famous Maharik. The Maharik in Simen Kuf Samech Zayin says that Sota is an Isser Me'ilah. We all know that by Eishes Yisrael, Shenensa, she's Muteres Labayla, Oneser Shelgig, and only Mazid, she's Asur Labayla. Hashem Kain by Eishes Kohen, Afilu, Eishes Kohen Shenensa is Asur Labayla. Now, so what about the following case? She's against her husband, or she's for some other man, and she was mezana b'mezah. But she didn't know that there's any isser involved. She's a big amaret, and she didn't know there's anything wrong with it. So even though for a kol Torah kula she's nechshav like a shoge, as far as isser labayla, she still is asura labayla. Why is she still asura labayla? Even though she's been shoge?
Isn't there a warning anyways?
Like before, without getting involved, can I be serious? One second. So he's not getting involved with all the protem of Sota. He's just talking about Znus B'Alma. This is just the first pasuk in the parsha here, and he says that since even though she's a shogeges because she didn't know that there's any problem with being mezana, nonetheless she's asura labayla like a mezid, because the pasuk doesn't say umala b'Hashem ma'al. He's medayik in the pasukim, says umala v'ma'al, and Pashup Shah, that doesn't mean to be Moel and your husband. It means that to do something negative with Sono, like be or anything against him, that would make her Asura Labayla. And he brings a very interesting Raya. It's a long piece there. It's a heavily quoted in the Achornim, but one interesting Raya that he brings is from the Mice of Esther, Megillah. Kasher Avati, that since she was Mezana Biratzon, she became Asura to Mordechai. So, Sizak Marik, she says, he's Myrich in the Lashon, that for sure what Esther did, there was nothing wrong with it. It was mitzvah rabba, hatzolah, it was very, for sure was Beseder Gamon what she did. But, and therefore, it's not going to be any worse than a shogeg. And afal pichin, since she's Mezana Beratzon, that's called being Moel Bemordechai, and that makes her a Asura Labayla. So that's the Chiddush of the Ma'arik, that Isser of Eishes Ish is an Isser Me'ila. And Agav, from this, there's a the many Acharim quote, just to quote the famous Nodi Bihuda as well. Nodi Bihuda in Yoredeya Kuf Samach Aleph, when he gets involved over the raya from Esther, of that she had a heter for Hatzalas Rabim and she was doing a good thing, she still had Ruach HaKodesh. So the Nodi Bihuda gets involved, not from the Ma'arik, but another tshuva about when. So the Ma'arik himself called Esther's Maisa Karka Olam. I don't want to get involved in that right now if it's only the Ones or also the Ratzon, but even though we say Gilei Raos is Yagva Yavor, the Nodi Bihuda gets involved there with Efshar for Hatzalas Rabim or Hatzalas Klal Yisrael. That's the issue he's dealing with there. How much do you need? You're able to be over on Gimel Chamorus. So Nodi Bihuda Kuf Samach Aleph.
This is worth writing.
So that's Ma'arik. Moving on. So the Gemara learns out that Zion Rebbe's.
That wasn't right.
So it's not exactly Shogeg, but he says it's not any worse than Shogeg, because since it was 100% okay that she did this, even and her kavana was mazed, that's me'ain his case that he's dealing with of somebody who doesn't know that it's Osir. So she's not any worse than Shogeg. Ma'arik is the Nodi Bihuda is Kuf Samach Aleph Yoredeya, and Ma'arik is Kuf Samach Zayin. Zota needs Bezin Hagadol. The Gemara in Zayin of Beis learns Gzeira Shava from Zokin Mamre that the Parsha Zota needs Bezin Hagadol. Tosfos has a kasha. Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mafsik the Mei Sota. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did this after Bezin Hagadol already went out to the Chanos, as the Gemara says, and they weren't bimkomo. So we ask Zokin Mamre. We know this didn't call Mokum Goreim. Zokin Mamre is only if he went against Bezin Hagadol on Har Abayis. If he went against them when Bezin Hagadol left somewhere else, even in Yerushalayim, that's not Zachisar no Mokum Goreim. Zokin Mamre is only bimkomo. Is only bimkomo. Frek Tosfos by Sota, you should also, if you're going to have a Gzeir Shav from Zokin Mamre, Sota should be bimkomo. It's a Gzeir Shav that you need Bezin Hagadol, you need Shavim Viachas. So Chelik of that for Zokin Mamre is Mokum Goreim. So you should also say the same thing by Sota. And we know Sota continued even after Mokum Goreim. Zok Tosfos a Chiddush. Zayin of Bezin Sota. Tosfos says, Bezin Hagadol is only there for the Eel. Part of the process is she's on Har Abayis. We bring her up and down, and she's carrying the mincha, and she gets very tired. We scare her. We tell her stories. We try to get her to be moda that she shouldn't lead to mechikas me'amarim. That's Iyum. That's why you have Bezin Hagadol. Zaktosos, Iyum is not Ma'akev. So after Bezin Hagadol went out to the Chanos, they still could continue even without them. There's no Mokum Gorim, because even Bezin Hagadol is not Ma'akev. Bezin Hagadol is only for Iyum, and Iyum is not Ma'akev. So that's the Chiddush of Tosfos, that you can have Sota without Bezin Hagadol, even though it's a Gzeira Shel V'Gemura. It's a big Chiddush from Tosfos. Acharonim called the Rambam. The Rambam just says Din Stamazoy that Isha Shosa they Bezin Hagadol. It sounds like that for the Iker Hashko'a you need Bezin Hagadol. So that could be Mechokas Rambam and Tosfos. Is Bezin Hagadol required for the Iyum or the Etzem Hashko'a? And then Rambam would need to answer Tosfos' Kasha. How could you have? Why is there not an issue of Mokum Gorim Bezin Hagadol Mokum Gorim? How could it continue until the time of Yochanan ben Zakkai? Moving on. So there's machlokas in the Mishnah and Dafches and Sota. If say Ara Noe or Liba Noe, if she's a pretty woman, do you, machlokas the Rabbanan say that you still are Mekayim mitzvahs kriyas begodim and you're so sarsaira. Rabbi Huda was choshesh Liba Noe. You don't do that chelik of a parasha. So Tosfos has interesting kasha there and Chesam Aleph. and so. Tosfos says, I don't understand. If she has libo, if she looks nice, do you tear off her clothes and rip off her head cover? Because lead to, and Gemara says it's mashmas machokas if you're choshish for hero or not choshish for hero between time. Gemara gets involved. Why is it specific explored by Sota, not in general? So Tosfos asks, why do I have to get involved with this whole thing? Just ikutz sifri. You could put up a partition between the men who come to see the parsha, and they don't have to see that chelik of what's happening. And the Kohen, you worry about the Kohen who's going to be mashkeher, he can turn his head to the other side. In fact, Tosfos elsewhere quotes the Yerushalmi that there's a part, there's tnufa. You have to shake the mincha. Tosfos says, the Yerushalmi is bothered. How can the Kohen put his hands under her? Maybe get a Zokin Kohen, maybe have a Chatzitza. But Tosfos quotes the Sifri that that's what Yitaka do. The Kohen, there's a sheet in the Sifri that says the Kohen puts his head to the side and there's a partition for the other Anashim who come to see the whole process. So why can't, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says for a lady who's libo noe, why don't you do that etza as well? According to Rabbi Yehuda, why be ochre this government on Torah that the Torah tells you that that you have to tear off the clothes?
No one's washing clothes.
One second.
You spoke about this time of the last year.
It's not going to be this. Let's tell us what's
happening. I'm just saying, it's time we spoke about this.
Yeah, we've got it before. Paro is Rosh Isha. That's the puzzle. Paro is Rosh Isha.
I think it is only
I think for Seara and Libra, we did Mishnah. Okay. So now that's what Tosfos asks. Tosfos answers, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so one of the things which is ma'akiv is she needs to feel the bush. Gemara quotes a pasuk, she needs to be misbayesh from the whole process. If there's a partition for the men, it's not as big of a busha as
Beis Hashem uncovered. Like, there's not enough of a busha.
So it's a via machlokas nashir over how far exactly you have to. Now the other thing is though, it's mashir from the rabbanon. The rabbanon and the mishnah say that even if libel noe, you don't have to. You're not choshish for hirer, and you still are sosar saira. That Tan and the Sifri that give these etzas,
is he going according to
that or not, is a shaila itself. So it could be the three-way machlokas over exactly how the process goes. And maybe you're not choshish for Bechlal. Let's move on. Okay, so then the pasuk describes that the mayim hamorim ha'elag goes into the bitter waters. Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi that the Tosfos in Chav Zayin Mubeis hamorim gematria is 496, and the Yerushalmi says it's a raya, or not a raya, but that's what the Mishnah says. Kishem shasura, kishem shamayim botkin osa. Kach Botkin Oso. The Boel also, wherever he is at that moment, also gets blown up. If she's blown up, that's the Mishnah says, and it's Merumah in the Lashon of Hama Arim, 496. The same way the Maim is Bodek Ramach Evareha, so too it's Bodek Ramach Evarov. That's the Gematria of Hama Arim. And this Yerushalmi is explicit, yeah.
We don't say in the
Mishnah Berachot Ramach Evarim,
which is the
Ramach Evarim. So, Morim Bechoros Daf Mem Hey Mem Aleph says that Isha has four more Evarim than a man. Okay, and Achronim ask from this Yerushalmi that it's Mashma that she has Ramach Evarim. Okay. Moving on. So, at the end of the parsha of Sota, the apostle gives a bracha to if Shitaka is Nakia, there will be a bracha in the Zera. As Rashi quotes the Gemara here. So if she used to have issues with childbirth, there's a bracha now. To quote the Gemara, both in Brachos and Sota, a little bit different versions. The one in Sota says, "Im ha'isa akara nifgedes divrei Rabbi Akiva." If she couldn't give birth before, now she'll be able to give birth. Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel, "Im kein yisasur kol akaros v'yifkedu v'zu hov l'nifstara hifsida." Everybody who can't give birth, they'll arrange a kinoi vistira session, and somebody who doesn't go through stira is going to lose out because they won't be able to have kids because it's giving a reason to be over stira. So Bishmol says, so that can't be the pshat. What's the pshat? Imhaiser les betzar, yules berevach nikevos, yules zechorim ktsorim, yules aruchim. You see, it's better to have tall children than short children. Shorim yules levonim, white over black. Okay. So that's machlokes Shmuel Mekiva. What exactly? Shchorim Levonim. So okay. So now, so Mekiva holds Akaros will be Nifkada, and Rabbi Shmuel holds.
How does that help?
The Nikta of Israel Zara.
I'm saying, how does that help? So women will still do it for the sake of having more.
Frektos of Sakasha Tema Rabbi Shmuel Lema Leila Nafshe Yisteru Kol Yoles Betzar Vila the Bereva. Exactly. Tosos has the kasha. So Tosos says the same kasha had in Bikiva is also going to be shver on himself, right? Everyone with those issues will still do it. So the Achronim Mayrich with different terutzim, it's less of a chashash. It's less of an issue, so no one would go as far to be over an Isser of Yichud or be over Isser Stira to do this. Chavavim Aleph. The Slach and Brachos has a pshat, but one pshat I saw that it's through Dechia. For the issue of a Kara, on that we say Purvu would be Doche Isser of Yichud. So on there we're Taka Choshesh that she'll do that. But I don't remember who says this. Purvu she would be Doche. But for the other ones which aren't a mitzvah, then we're not. Rabbi Shmuel wasn't Choshesh that she'll have Stira on purpose. Right, it only works if she has a chelik approval. I hear. So I don't know, but whatever it is, if you just want to, I don't know if it's really no gear for this teretz, but just a potential segue, is I just want to make it clear that Stira is not Yichud. You have Kina with Stira. Kina is he warns her, Alpha Stream each pony. Stira is that she can't be Misyachid. Stira is less. First of all, Baila Be'ir doesn't make a difference, still Stira. In the Mishnah you have if he's Makaneh her from her father or her brother, that's still an issue of Stira. And there's a famous Rambam. Rambam says if he says Alt history in Shnei Anashim Elu or Shalosh Shnei Elu, that's also called Stira. She's Miyachi with the three people. Okay? So you see that Stira is not Yichud. Stira is a separate Isser. However the Isser works, if it stands on its own or if it's Dafkan Parsha Sota, whatever it is. Now on that Rambam, it's another kasha that a number of Achronim ask. We learn out the dinim of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahor, Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Tameh. We learn that out from Sota. Okay, so Sota is called B'Shus HaYachid. Achronim ask in the Rambam, Kinli V'Stira. If there could be Stira with with numerous people. The Gemara and Nazir, Tosos is Madaik, that three people is called Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So Bishlamah, if it's just the two of them, fine, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But if according to Rambam, you can have Kinyan V'Stira with more than two people, with three people, that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Suffolk Tumah Bishas. So if so, we found Suffolk Tumah Bishas Rabbah is Tumah. And that's not true. You hear the Kasha?
Yes.
Suffolk Tumah Bishas Rabbah is Tahor. But if there's Kinyan with more than one man, you can have it's called Kinyan V'Stira with three people. That's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. That's a Kasha they ask on the Rambam. We'll finish off Soto with, there's also a concept that's called Zchus Tolala. Even if she drinks, and even if she Taka was Mizane, Afal Pichin, it's not possible that she's going to die. This is the famous Gemara that Zchus Tolala, Zchus Demai. It could be Zchus the Torah, she's not Mitzvah in Torah, Zchus the Mitzvah, it's not Magana Kulehai. So the Gemara says, maybe it's the Zchus of the fact that she waits for the husband and sons, that's Zchus enough. And this is the Gemara of Torah, because you have to teach her parshas Sota that she should know that it's Zuchus Tolala. But a big kash on the concept of Zuchus Tolala is we know that V'nikta Nizra Zara, she's Muteres Lebaila after she drinks. Very poshut question. Why are we not Choshesh every time that maybe she takos Mizana? And the reason she's still alive is because she had Zuchus that she hung on to. How can we not be Choshesh for that? So Tosos Navav Mubez quotes Yerushalmi that there's a machlokas if misnavna v'holeches or not misnavna. If there's a process of deterioration, and that's a simon which is nicker, and you see that simon, then it's clear that it was a chus talala and she's not mutaris l'bayla. But according to the man de Amar, that the misnavna is not nikaris, you can't tell when she's deteriorating, you can't tell when it's chus talala. How are we matir asafik eshes ish l'bayla? I saw in some of the Mefarshim al Torah, Mefarshim Rashi asked the Kasha. Just one person says, since Rove don't have Zichus Tolala or Somechan Rove. I don't know one way or another, but Rishonim don't ask the Kasha, and we go to Echronim as a Farsi, don't ask the Kasha. But before you have to understand, if there's a concept of Zichus Tolala, how is she Muteres Labayla? Let's move on to the Parsha of Nazir. Nazir. Machlokas in the Gemara, if Nazir is Chote, or if Nazir is not a Chote, only a Nazir Tomei is Chote, maybe Nazir Tahor is not a Chote. The Svar for that would be a Nazir Tomei, Rechoshish, since he has more days added on to him, he's going to be Soser his minion by being over on the Yisurim. But Nazir Tahor, he was kept his 30 days, he knows he has 30 days ahead of him, we're not Choshish, anything's going to be wrong. But famously, the Gemara says in Tainis, Dafyud Aleph, that Nazir Shatsir Atman Ayayin Zachote and Kalvachomer, somebody who is Yoshev Betainis, makes his whole goof Betzar, is Achzkam Bakamba is going to be a Chote. Gemara in Nazir Bezam Ubez says Nazir's not a Chote. And Tosus in numerous places asks the Stira within Shmuel, Stira within Rolazar Kofar, if a Nazir Tahor is a Chote or not. You can see Tosus and Tainis over there, Tosus with a comment Zadi Aleph, Tosus in Sota Tesvav, Tosus in Nazir Beis and Mubeis. So, in almost all of those places, except for Sota, in all of those Tosus answers that it's true that Nazir Tahor is a Chote, but the mitzvah that the Nazir gets for keeping the Naziris outweighs the chait. It's Yotza Hefseda Bishara. So the mitzvah is greater. And with that, he's miyashiv all of the sugyas that Nazir is taka called a chote, but still the mitzvah is greater.
Don't we have the Kiyavis that Mr. Kalam is a Gamura with that our place to judge? The mitzvah Kali Yevineka
Gamura. I also had that figure out.
This entire cheshbon works off the fact that one is more kal, maybe it takes eternally.
The Torah presents that the Torah tells us that that's the answer. The Torah is telling us that
But Terry never told that a Nazir is a Chayte.
Okay. Well, Od Chazon Lemoed to understand the depth of Tosos. So some of them are very bothered by how you can mix. I think Kasal and Siv is very bothered by how you can mix the Chayt and the Mitzvah. We'll have to see. Tosos and Zoda doesn't give that answer. Tosos and Zoda bleib schwer. And Lechem Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam. Also, the Rambam doesn't hold Tosos Teretz because the Rambam Hilchos Deos, when he talks about taking the middle path for everything, he says by Nozir, he quotes the Gemara. Amr Chachamim Ma'im Nozir Shalom Pirish El Ma'ayin Tzarech Kaporo. When they ask me called Dover to sit tiny sachas alachim of a camel, and Lechem Mishnah is medayik that the Rambam doesn't hold that the mitzvah outweighs the chait. Otherwise, Rambam wouldn't focus on the chait. So Lechem Mishnah's own mahalich is that which the Gemara says, even though the Torah calls Nazir a chote in the parsha of Nazir Tame, the Gemara says that shana bechait. Nazir Tame was over two chatayim to be a Nazir Stam and Nazir Betoma. So that drasha that we see that even Nazir Tahor is called chote, that's not smachta b'yalma. He's only a chote on derban level, but he's not a chote midaraisa. With that, that's why the Rambam mejabonon hitak is a chote gamor, but only mejabonon. And through that he answers ayin shon barichos and deus, that through that he's miyashiv all the kashas. Within the essence of what is an Isser Nazir, this famous discussion is a Nazir, is it an Isser Chefza, like a Neder? Neder, we know you Yasser the Chefetz on you. Is it an Isser Shavua? Shavua, the Gavr becomes Usser in the Chefetz, not the other way around. Or a third possibility is different Lashonos they use. Is it an Isser Kedusha? Is it an Isser Torah? An Isser Toar description? Which the idea that they're saying there is, you take upon yourself the shame Nazir. Because you said that you're going to be what the Torah told you to be, Mimelo, there becomes an Isser Yayin to you, and an Isser Tiklachas, and an Isser Toma. Chefetz Shavua or Isser Torah? It's a Torah, we'll call it.
How do one or three deal with all those living Dorian out there? I mean, the whole thing calls it a Nender.
So,
the Nether can just be the Nam and Nazir. So my Surim will come. It's
worse than Nether. This is up to me, Madir and Nether.
Nether is a very general.
So that's why I get Shem Nazir, but my Surim don't come on to me because of that.
Right.
That's why I get my Shem Nazir. My Nether is just that I'm the person.
That could be. Nether is a general Lashon. Also, you do find also like Shvua Lashon Nether, Lashon Shvua, and Nidre Hekesh is called Nether. The action of taking upon yourself something is a Nether. Now, so that's a discussion. So this, if you want to look this up, this is the Maharit in Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet talks about it. It's quoted in Shuvas Avnei Miluim, Simin Chafez. There, what he's talking about is the concept of is a Nazir, is there what you shove a Bechol or in a shove a Bechol? You have a Nazir and you have a Nazir and you have a Yevamos. Kohen is Isser, which is Enel Shavu B'chol. Nogeya for Sugya B'Asa Duchal Lo Zazay. Simen Nun Gimel Nun Dalet. Marit is Nun Gimel Nun Dalet. He quotes here in Avnei Miluim. So is a Nazir. So Tosus and Nazir, Dafmim Aleph, says there's a Machlokas of Sugyas. If Nazir is called Shavu B'chol or Enel Shavu B'chol. So the way that Avnei Miluim wants to explain the two sugyas, he says, it's based on this concept. He says, if Nazirus is either an Isser Chetzer or an Isser Gavra, then he says here that it would be an Isser which is Shavu B'chol. One second. Right. Kevin She'ein Isser Elamai Derami Al Nafshe. Anybody can make a neder, anybody can make a shvua. But if we say that Nazir is a Torah kedusha, that you're makaba on yourself this kedusha, And the Isurin are Isurei Torah that comes about through taking upon this Kedusha of a Nazir. So you're like a Kohen. That you have these extra mitzvahs called mitzvahs of Nazir. It's like Yain is not, it's not just Stam Neder or Shavua. It's an extra mitzvah that's the same way Kohen has extra mitzvahs. So a Nazir also has extra mitzvahs. That would be Ein Hashav Bechol. And that's what he says is the basis of the Machlokas and Sugyos. That's in Shuvas Avnei Miluim Simen Chav Beis. Just a very simple raya, possibly, for, well, first of all, just in terms of what the Isra Chetzah is. So you can, Bishlam al-Yayin, you can hear the Tut Stodim to hear Chetzah or Gava. But for Tiglachas and Tuma, we're not talking about the scissors being us to you. We're talking, how can you say, I can't be Mitame. I can't do this action to be Mitame to the mace. I can't take a haircut. So in the Ma'ari, the way that's quoted, they say that, well, oh, so there's two different mahalchim. Either all the different parts of it, that your mouth is usher to wine, your legs are usher to be mitame to the mace, and your hands to the glachas. To walk to the basic course. Also,
the point is your whole body is usher, not only
Isra Chefza on each part of your body. Other mahalich was even the ones that hold Isra Gavra only hold that way. I'm sorry, even the ones that hold Isra Chefza only holds that way by Yayin. But by Isra Gavra, they're Moda. But they're Moda that Teglachas and Teglachas and Tumah would be Isra Gavra as well.
I don't think he said Gavra. He said
Chefza, Shvua, and Shvua is Isra Gavra. Shvua is you ask yourself. Shvua, that you're not going to eat that kikar, is you can't eat the bread. The bread doesn't become Asr to you. One simple raya for this is the first Mishnah in Nedarim. Talking about kinuyim, so it says the list is all kinuyim in Nedarim are like Nedarim, haramim like haramim, shvuas like shvuas, and naziris kin naziris. So the order is Nedarim, haramim, shvuas, and naziris. The Gemara Beis on Beis asks, why is that the order? So Gemara says, first we say neder which you asur the chayfetz on you. Then it says haramim, which also you're asuring a chayfetz on you by a chayrim. Lafuke shvua, deka asur nafshe min chetz. Ad kan devriya Gemara. Wait a second, Gemara, you forgot one. Naziris is at the end. If Naziris was an Isra Chefza, doesn't Naziris belong right after Nedarim or after Haramim? But the order was Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, Naziris. And the order is because it goes Chefza and then Shavuos. So it's Raya either for Gavra or Isra Kedush is a whole new category. In fact, the Rush here makes a deal. The Rush says, V'nozir, Afal pi sheneesar biyayin, Eino ne'esar hayayin alav, ela begufo taloi ha-naziris, she'omer ha-reni nazir, o'memela ne'esar b'yayin uv deklachas uv etumah.
That sounds like Kedusha.
It sounds like Yisra Kedusha. The Lashon sounds like Yisra Kedusha. Okay. But Chora, how would the Rishonim that hold Yisra Chefza, which you can see the Marit inside brings from different Rishonim that hold Yisra Chefza, how would they learn the Mishnah? Okay.
Oh, this is based on the base.
Based on basic Gemara. Naziris is a nazir usur b'yayin shel mitzvah. What happens every Leil Shabbos when it comes time to make Kiddush, Motzi Shabbos, Havdalah?
Sprinkle on our grape juice.
What does he do?
Grape juice. So grape juice has to be yayin.
The Gemara says there's a pasuk. Gemara says there's a pasuk miyayin v'sheichar yazir le'esor yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus. Okay. Maihi kedushas of yavdalosa. This next line in the Gemara is another Gimel base. The next line in the Gemara is key. Hare mushba v'omei lov mehar Sinai. So Tosfos here, Iker Perush and Nazir is Tosfos. Tosfos learns the questions as follows. How can you say that this extra pasuk is coming to Asr Yayin, which is Kiddush v'Avdolah? It's not Hare Mushbav Omei Mer Sinai, his gears is V'chi Mushbav Omei Mer Harsinai. How can you tell me it's an extra pasuk to Asr wine for a Nazir? I don't need a pasuk for that. He's not even Mushbav Mer Harsinai to have Yayin Mitzvah. Zachariah Alayayin is only in Asmachta. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Zachar Zachariah Alayayin is only in Asmachta. To make Kiddush is the rice, but Alayayin is the Rabbanon. So how can I have a Pasuk to Aser Yayin Shal Mitzvah? I don't need a Pasuk for it. It's Pasht that he can't have Yayin anyways, because Naziris is the Raisa. And even though Kiddush is the Raisa also, but Yayin is not the Raisa. But the Mefarish and Nazir, who's not Rashi, the Mefarish learned the Gemara, and this is Chiddush, a very important idea to have here. Lesser Yayin Mitzvah, which is Kiddush Vavdalos, Hari Mushbav Omei Alav Mehar Sinai. That kasha is, how could it be that the Nazirus is Chal even on Yayin Shel Mitzvah? He's Mushbav Omei Mehar Sinai to have Yayin. Every Yayin Shel Mitzvah the Nazir has to have. Dichtiv Zachor is Yom HaShabbos Lekatra Zachorei La Yayin. Ein Li Ela B'Knis also be it's Yasso Minayin Tamul Omer. And you can't be Nishba Levatel as HaMitzvah. If it was only the Rabbanon, then the letter would be chal on it. The Pashtus. It could be, it's a bigger topic. The Pashtus is not chal on the Rabbanon. Al Kopanim. So he says that the problem, reason why it's not chal is because it's a mitzvah. And Nishma Levatel is a mitzvah. Then he kind of asks himself, one second, it's not really a shvur, it's a neder. Well, this, getting back to our old topic, what is Naziris? He says, neder is called bar mitzvah.
Which page says this?
This is Mefarish and Nazir. This is in place of Rashi. Rashi didn't write a Nazir. This is the Mefarish in place of Rashi. Maybe a Talmud from the base Medrash of Rashi. Says, so even though neder is called Var Mitzvah, he says that's only when you say something like Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, where you're ushering the thing on you, and we don't feed you something which is usher. But if you say Konam Shalo Eishe Besukkah in the lashon of an action, then that you can't do. So here also, apparently he's learning the Naziris, I guess, within the lashon of like a shvua that you're saying that you're going to take upon yourself in the Naziris. So then that's Bechal Nishma Levatel Sam Mitzvah. There's a lot to talk about this Mefarish, but the point I just want to bring out is this is the Makor, that Kiddush Al Yayin is the Raisa. Okay, we definitely don't paskin like this. The Shita Mekubetzes also, he takes a step in between the two. It could be even Kiddush is the Raisa and Yayin is the Raisa, but Te'ima is not the Raisa. So he wanted to learn the Gemara like Rashi, but he said this kasha was, how can I be mushbav ome to have Kiddush Yayin Shel Mitzvah? I'm not, as a Nazir, I'm not mechuyav to taste it. I could say the Kiddush and give it over to somebody else. Okay. Interesting to note, Rashi is a sefer called Sefer Apartes, and there it seems like he learns the Gemara like the Mefarish here. He says if a Nazir made Kiddush al Yayin, l'chachila he could drink the Yayin. He should have made it on Pas, but if he made it on Yayin, l'chachila he should drink the Yayin, even though he's a Nazir. Okay? So that's Machlokas Mefarish and Tosos, if Naziris Yayin Shel Mitzvah is also to Nazir or not. One last thing about Naziris. So other things in the Parsha about, it's a lot of Davka Yayin. It's even any doesn't have to be something which is dafka leads to shechrus. So Medrash says that the reason why we ask for all novim is he says it's a getter. The Medrash says it's a getter that you shouldn't come to Yayin. It's not like an iser mitzad atzmo. It's that you shouldn't come to Yayin. That's what the Medrash says. The prima godim in his psicha kolalas says a chiddush that even though chetzi shir asur min haTorah, chetzi shir for a nazir in these things and these in yoni anovim is not asur.
But what's a shir?
If he takes a kol shehu, the point is it's not asur because it's a getter together. It says chet yishir itself is chazilat zdrufei, it's just a siog. So here, where the etzem iser is just a siyog, we're not going to aser it. And we spoke all the time, the lekach tov, Yosef Engel has a list over where you find midoraisa. You find the getter midoraisa, this is one of his examples. It's Torah asering, nothing new to prima gadim, stamazoi. To aser anovim, lachim, vivashim, that's all a getter for, that's a getter midoraisa. It's getting late. We'll say a little bit about Birkas Kohanim. Just want to say over the famous Machlokas Beis Halevi and Chazon Ish about Shomei HaKa'ona. The Gemara says that you need Kol Rom. Okay, whether it's Dafka Kol Rom, but the point is Ka'adam Shomer LeChaveru, the Gemara says. The Kahal needs to hear Birkas Kohanim. Beis Halevi quotes a Maisa. I forgot what city, but it's brought in Sefer Rashi's Bikurim Simin Dalid in the end, that there was a certain town, I think it was more than one town even, that the minog was, even though every coin would get up to Duchen, one Kohen would make the bracha, and everyone else would listen. All the other Kohen would listen, and they would be Yosei Shomei Ka'ona that way. Beis Halevi, which is found in the Alah Torah, he has a section on Hanukkah. At the end of the section on Hanukkah, he writes here, he says, he's very against this minhag. He said, Shomei Ka'ona works for Dibur. When you have this extra Tanai that Birkas Kohanim needs the Kol Rom, Shomei Ka'ona can't make it that it's like these Kohanim who are listening are giving it over the Kol Rom. It's not going to be any worse than if a Kohen said Belachash, he's not Yotze. That's what it's like. These Kohanim listening is only Belachash. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, you missed the point of Shomei Ka'ona. Shomei Ka'ona, the Pshat is not. Shomei Ka'ona, the Pshat is not that through his Shmia, it's like he was Ona. The Pshat is that once he's Shomeya, that potters him from his chiyu. His chover, who he heard, pottered him from his chiyu. So that action that mashmiya did is misyaches completely to the shomeya. He says, I don't understand. According to you, Beis Halevi, that we're missing Kol Ram, missing a Tanai, there's many cases of a shomeya ka'ona where you're missing a Tanai and you're still Yotze. Yeah, if you have to hold a cup for Kiddush, I'm not holding a cup and I'm still Yotze. If I have to be Kohen from the Sefer from Megillah, I'm not reading from the Sefer, I'm not reading from the cloth and I'm still Yotze. Dinim which are Shmiel Le'oznov. Shmiel Ka'onah doesn't make it that I'm saying it to my own voice. You see, by Shmiel Ka'onah, the Pshat is not that. You see that the Tanayim that come along with the Dibur also work. So how must it work? It must work that my hearing is misyaches to the mashmia. So everything he did, even his action, where he does something with Koram, he holds the coast, that's misyaches to me. And that's going to pater me. So to hear by Birkas Kohanim, the Tanai of Koram that he did with Koram is good enough. So that's where the machlokas by Shomei Ka'onah, the famous machlokas based on Levi and Chazon Ish, how to understand Shomei Ka'onah, comes from this issue of Birkas Kohanim with Koram. Just one idea. In Emek Bracha, he says, misunderstood the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi agrees to you that Shomei Ka'onah is the Shmia is patras him and smisyachis to the Mashmia. But Birkas Kohanim is a separate problem. The Gemara says by Kol Rom, you need Ka'odam Sheomer Lechavero. It's not just that I'm to be Mashmia. There's certain meaning which I need to say things. Okay, by Bikurim, you say the whole parsha. No one needs to hear it. Birkas Kohanim, Kodam Shomer Lechaveru, they need to hear it also. My Shomei Ka'onah is not going to be enough that it's like they're hearing it from me. The din on the Kohen is he has to be Mashmia, his voice to them. Shomei Ka'onah may help that it's like he's saying the bracha. It's not going to help to make it that the Kahal heard him say the bracha. Mela, that was the Beis Halevi's problem with the minog. It's late. One more important idea about Birkas Kohanim. If a czar is Ola Leduchen. Yeah? Okay. If a czar is Ola Leduchen. I'm sorry?
Nowadays.
Nowadays, a shalom is the rice of the Rabbanon. It's a whole separate shmuz. But Pizar's Ola Leduchen. The Gemara. The Gemara in Ksuvis Chaf Dalad Amud Beis says there's an Isra Asay. Zar Shal Leduchen over Baasay. Rashi says Kosev Aruchu for Kohanim Lav Mechal Asay. Okay. Famous Tosfos and Shabbos Kofiut Chesem Beis. Ma'isa there with Rabbi Yossi that he, if his friends told him to be Ola Leduchen, he would have been Ola Leduchen because he never was over on his friends' words. Tosfos, it's mashma that's also for a czar to be Ola Leduchen, like the Gemara Ksuva says. Zok Tosfos, Omeri, Lo Yoda Ma Iser Yesh Baze. I don't know why it would be usher for the czar to go up to Duchen. Im Lo Mishum Brachel Vatalov. If he makes the Brach of Kedushas Shal Aaron, that would be the problem.
Yeah, the Torah gives a very clear tzivu to Kohanim to do it. So
that's the kasha everybody asked on Tosfos. Tosfos, forget that. You have this Gemara Mefurish over Biase, and the Re says lo yada.
So what? When you're doing a procedure or something, it's wrong.
Kosavarchu a coin zar shalol is over Biase. The Re says lo yada ma'is or yesh b'dover. Arichos and the Achronim try Miashi. The Re. The most famous one is the Ramah himself. In the beginning of Kuf Chavches, beginning Berkas Kohanim. The Ramah says, the Ramah quotes the Tosfos, the Ramah quotes the Gemara. He says maybe the pshat is to go up with other Kohanim is mutter. For him to go up himself is aser. Vitzarachim. Zog the Achronim. I don't know what his chiluk is. Why should it be worse off to go by himself than with other Kohanim? Now, there's many answers for what Tosfos meant, but I just want to quote the Hafla in Ksuvis, which is relatively famous. The Hafla quotes the Ramah, asks a bunch of kashas, and then he says, nearly as daiti, lehefech from the Ramah. By himself is mutter, with Kohanim is aser. What's the pshat? He says, the same, in the Chor, he said, not going to work with the Lashon of Rashi, the Isser is for the Tzar to go up. Listen to what he says. The same way there's a mitzvah aser for Kohanim to be Mevarech Yisrael, there's also a mitzvah to be misbarech from the Kohanim. The Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of...
That's where my essay is Tully
in? The Be'er Halacha in Mitzvahs Kufcha... This is the Chesh Lafla. The Mitzvahs... The Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Birkas Kohanim quotes this Haredah. It's a Sefer Haredah. That says that the Mitzvahs Asay Lehis Barik. Before it's very severe in the Gemara and Ksuvas, but that's what he says the Isser is. And he has a very, very interesting comparison. He says, even though we find the whole Malkum that the Torah only gave a Tzivoy Mefurish on the person doing something, the mitzvah's on both people, like here the Yisrael and Mitzvah Lisbarech, he says, Kigon Yavam V'Yavama. Okay? That we say, Ase Docher Lo Sase.
Either way, we say,
she doesn't have a mitzvah Ase of Yibum. How could she be over the Lo Sase? Elamai, the pshat is that she also has the mitzvah, which itself is a grand discussion by Yibum. Machlokas Achronim, if Isha has a mitzvah or not, also, Kiyum mitzvah or not. That's how he wants to answer. So he says Punt Fakir. The Re that said Lo Yoda Ma Iser Yesh was talking about the case. I forgot to explain the answer. The explanation is, so if he goes up and there's no Kohanim there, he's not being mevatel that mitzvah's asay of being lehis barech from the Kohanim. If he were to go up with the Kohanim, he's being mevatel the mitzvah of he could have got a bracha from the Kohanim. So the Gemara that says Isra Asay is when there are Kohanim there. The Re that said Loyod Ma Isra Yesh was assuming there, but Yossi's, the case of Rabbi Yossi, that he was going to be overall Al Divrei Chavera, was talking about that no one else was there. And I'm sorry, that no one else was there, then there'd be no Bittul Mitzvah's Asay. Okay, so that's the Inyan Berkas Kohanim. The bracha is Vishoso. It says Dafka Be'ahava. Well, why does this bracha have Dafka Be'ahava? Among the Rambam quotes the Zohar that a very big chiddush that the mitzvah Zohar. So I don't know if it's chiddush or not. But whatever. The point is that if the Kohanim are not Matzachin in the Tzibor, Tzibor not Matzachin, the Kohanim, Lashon is Lo Rochem, well, then they shouldn't do Berkas Kohanim. And you need Be'ahava for the bracha to be chal. So, Yitz Hashem, we should all mizocha to yeah. Let's take a break. What's going on? Okay.